Bengals defensive coordinator Lou Anarumo visits with us in the trenches with Dave Lapham, brought to you by First Star Logistics. And I'll tell you what, he is the defensive guru. He's the guy that puts together the sophisticated game plans. And boy, he's got three more pieces. How about that? The first, second, third round draft picks, all go defense. That hasn't happened in a long time. I mean, I know the Bengals went, I think, two picks in the draft in like 1995, maybe three. And then to go defensive back, back to back. I thought they might double down on the back end, but to double down that early, that's doubling down. That's high stakes in terms of improving what you have available to you on that back end. And Lou Anarumo, brilliant. What he did from a game plan standpoint for the Bengals defense last year, he's got some players that are going to allow him to do a lot more in terms of schematic this year. He's going to talk about these guys, what they bring to the table, how they bring it to the table. I think you're going to like a lot what Lou Anarumo has to say. You're in the trenches once again with Dave Lapham, brought to you by First Star Logistics. And we are pleased, thrilled actually, to be joined right now by defensive coordinator Lou Anarumo, who had a nice Christmas Eve. Three nice presents were delivered by the draft clause, this otherwise known as Cincinnati Santa. Coach, really, that's three really good football players added to the mix for you. First of all, appreciate you carving time for us in this busy time as you're doing the draft. But what about those three football players you got added to the roster?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on. It's great. You know, you had, Dax first and how he brings I think the theme you'll hear is the flexibility part. He's such a good athlete, can play a number of positions. So super excited about adding him. Go Cam Taylor Britt with the next one, bring some added depth to the corner position. And then we get Carter, the defensive lineman from Florida. That gives us some depth at that position and all bring a high level of skill and are all good guys and can't wait to get to work.
In today's National Football League, particularly in the AFC, with the quarterbacks that are migrating to the AFC, with the receivers that are migrating to the AFC. I mean, it is a throwing league and particularly a throwing conference. And if you have people that can affect the quarterback, be it, sticky coverage, guys from the back end blitzing and confusing him with different looks, or somebody up front giving an interior rush to complement and supplement the edge rush guys. I mean, this – I can just imagine you during the course of the season in your lab, coach, and just putting together some kind of new formula that's going to mess with quarterbacks' heads with all this talent.
Well, I hope so. You know, at the end of the day, as we all know, it'll come down to the players executing. But I think we've got great additions. You know, we're still not done. We got four, five, and six and seven today. So, looking forward to that. Let's see where that brings us. And, so far so good. I can't say enough about the whole organization, ownership for sure, but Duke and his crew and the scouts, they just do a phenomenal job. And it's great, a great working environment up there. And, it's a great to be a part of.
Coach, Dax Hill and Cam Taylor Britt, both of them, like you said, the versatility, the flexibility. They've played safety, they've played outside corner, they played slot corner. Are they more similar than different in terms of physical capabilities and what they can bring to the table for you, or are there differences between the two?
I mean, there's some differences. Dax is a guy that's played, as you mentioned, nickel and safety, and has covered wideouts. Taylor. Our my boy Cam, he's done similar things, you know, but more on the outside, where the other guys live more on the inside, just a little bit more of what they're accustomed to. But at the end of the day, you know, the way we move guys around and some of the jobs that we give them, that flexibility is, it's not the only piece to the puzzle, but it's certainly a big part of it when you start adding, okay, he can do this, he can do that. Oh, by the way, he's fast and he's, you know, he's got length and he can, and he's, you know, really good athlete. You know, it just all adds up to, you know, getting a couple of great guys.
You hit something, coach, that is unbelievably impressive. Both of these guys ran a 4.38. I mean, geez. I mean, a safety 4.38. You kidding me? To me, not only on the back end, but overall defensively, I mean, you about as got a good team speed as anybody in the National Football League at this juncture.
Well, I've mentioned a couple of times, you know, we're going to have to chase around Lamar twice and Deshaun twice. And, yep. And you know, that's no easy task. And I think you start with, you got to win your division. You know, the two of the premier quarterbacks in our league today. And so the more speed you have on the field, the better you'll be.
The other thing that sticks out about these guys is, you know, academically, the academics were important to them, obviously. They were student athletes at their respective institutions, but they also seem to have very, very good football IQ. Is that a big deal when you watch tape of these guys? Is that football awareness evident to you?
Yeah, you certainly want guys with great instincts and always, you know, never guys that are playing with blinders on per se. And these guys have shown that they do have that good football awareness and instincts and, you know, play with good vision, good visual awareness of what's going on around them, and that's huge.
No, the other thing that you've done so well with respect to chasing these quarterbacks around, like you've described, is you from time to time have had different guys in the spy role, mm-hmm. And you know, my feeling is you have more spy candidates than the FBI, CIA now, with a couple more just added, you know, and you can spy at almost every level. And you, Sam Hubbard has spied for you, and Logan Wilson has spied for you, and guys in the back end have spied for you and everything in between. I mean, having that kind of flexibility, you may have multiple spies handing off spy duties during the course of a play. Yeah. I mean, that's some crazy stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, it's nice to have, again, it's always nice to have, you know, pieces at your disposal. And as you mentioned, just so the other team just can't say, well, you know, it's going to be Logan who's going to be the guy spying, or it's going to be, you know, Sam that's going to drop into coverage and then, you know, potentially go get the court. You know, it's a bunch of different guys. So that only helps our flexibility for sure.
You made mention of this, and it's a more than valid point. In today's NFL, with the quarterbacks, the wide receivers, I'm talking AFC initially on a league-wide basis, obviously, but the quarterbacks that are playing in the AFC, the wide receivers that are migrating to the AFC, the tight ends that are, you know, basically big receivers in the AFC. You can never have enough good cover guys. You can never have enough good rush guys, but to have multiple people be able to cover the tight end, for example, is a big deal too. It's never just one guy's assignment at this juncture. And you got a lot of guys that can do that, don't you?
Yeah. You know, big part of us being successful last year was Trey Flowers coming in and doing a great role, having a great defined role and, you know, covering tight ends at times. And, you know, it's going to be no different this year with Andrews twice and, you know, back to Kelsey at Kansas City again and you know, Gesicki at Miami, you know, on and on and on. There's every week there's a guy, the kid at Pittsburgh, you know, so, you know, there's the Cleveland tight end. So, you know, there's a ton of them. It seems like every week now that you've got to be prepared and you have to have, you know, if you put a linebacker on him, you're just asking to fail. So, you know, we're very sensitive to that. And, you know, we're happy where we're at today.
And the thing is too, that you've had seven and even eight defensive backs on the field, that you see that around the league. And guys, not only did they have to cover, they have to be able to tackle too. And that's something that seems like both of the picks that that you have can get people on the ground, can't they?
Yeah, huge. And I think length has a lot to do with that. You know, some of the shorter arm guys have trouble not only getting balls out, but they struggle tackling. When you have longer levers, if you will, you know, you become a better tackler immediately. So, you know, these guys won't be perfect early. Nobody is. Even the best players that I've ever coached, you know, it takes some time to get used to the NFL. But we're going to be happy with the guys that we have.
Both of these guys seem to be very competitive, and Cam mm-hmm. Taylor-Britt was very good with his phone press conference that he had after he got drafted. And, you know, he was talking about how he just, you know, going against Stanley Morgan when they were both in Nebraska was like iron sharpening iron, and mm-hmm. it was a competitive. He seems to be almost a larger-than-life personality that brings high energy. I mean, he seems like he's going to be a fun dude.
Yeah, that's another element that we liked. You know, I want guys to be that way. You know, especially the corners, they're usually bouncing off the walls and having fun, and you know, and you have to be that way, and you have to have that mindset as a corner, because you know every play can be a, you know, a touchdown or a big play for us, and you know those guys have to have that competitive nature on every snap. If they don't, they'll get beat. And you know, and then, oh, by the way, being able to rally and come back and after you give up a play, because even the best ones do. So, you know, I think he embodies all of that.
You know, it's interesting. I remember when, you know, it was toward the end of my career, I'd been in the league 8 years and Tim Cronrise, a rookie. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the seasons can't get long. Nobody knows that better than you, coach, you know, and it's like, as the dog days wind on, it's like, man, I got to find some way to bring the enthusiasm here. Well, Crumrine, man, I mean, every practice it was like, we're going, bro. There's no 50%. If 50%, go get out of here. You know, we're not this half-speed drill. There's no such thing as half-speed drill. And I'm telling you that guys like that bring that kind of, you know, enthusiasm, emotion, energy, you know, it helps you get through the dog days. It helps you get through the, you know, the tough times of the season, you know?
No, I agree for sure. And it's a great example you bring up. Just watching him, that doesn't surprise me one bit.
Right, right. These guys are so, coach, do both of these guys obviously have all this position versatility and have the mind to be able to absorb it all. But when you initially bring them in and see what they can and can't do, is the starting point kind of what they did? That, you know, Hill will be more safety slot and Taylor-Britt will be more outside corner.
Yes, for sure. Yes. Sorry to cut you off. Yeah, 100% yes. And then we'll just build from there. Give them a good base, a good foundation, you know, and let them get comfortable with playing football at this level, at what they're comfortable doing, and then you kind of expand from there.
And are both of these guys pretty adept at pressuring the quarterback, you know, blitzing the quarterback as well?
Yeah, they are good blitzers. You know, they're sudden, and you know the physical traits that they have allow them to be. But yes, they've both shown a really good ability to blitz, which is great.
Nobody has had more success in the National Football League with respect to dealing with athletes on the back end of a defense. That's your DNA. You have to feel really good about, with these additions, what you have going on back there, don't you?
I do, and you know, just adding these guys to the current group that we have, you know, leaders like Jesse and Vaughn and Cheeto and Mike, I mean, you know, Eli, all those guys, just it's going to be, I told both the two DBs last night, I said, we're very, very fortunate that you're coming to us. We couldn't be happier, but I'm going to tell you, you guys are going to benefit from this more so than maybe some other spots, just because I know the character of the guys we have in that room and how they'll only help to develop these guys as pros. And that's so important as a young player to get some support and some help from some veterans that are doing things the right way on and off the field. And that's the kind of people we have for sure.
Well, coach, the draft was Christmas Eve, and you're from the mini camps, and it'll be Christmas Day when you get to unwrap the presents, see what you got. And these guys are very fortunate to have you as a guy that's mentoring them and tutoring them and getting them ready for their careers in the National Football League and defending AFC champs, coach.
Sounds great. I love
Here
it.
We go. Here we go. Sir. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Lap.
Thank you very much.
All right, my friend. Talk to you soon.
Have a good one.
At First Star Logistics, we're a very strict company that really puts the pressure on our employees. Brakes? What are those?
That's what I'm talking about, Icky. Get the body right, then the mind's right. You know,
gotta get that body right.
That's right. Yes,
sir. Become a star with a chance to earn the highest commission percentages in the industry as a freight broker agent. Check out firststarlogistics.com.